12 a.m.
Hello, it's, I take it this must be Colleen. I'll try and call you back, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave a phone number with you, and if you can please call me back. No, better yet, I think I'll call you back. I'll keep calling until I do receive you. It's in regards of your husband. Thank you.
Sunday, 12 a.m.
Yes, Colleen. Me and your husband have a slight problem. And sooner or later you're going to have to pick up the answer machine because I will be having your local law enforcement of Illinois come to your home within the next couple of days or so. Your husband with his website, I do want you to know, your husband already has my number. So you can ask your husband to call me. There's a few things we need to discuss. But Colleen, understand this, I will be coming back until we do get in touch with each other so we can understand the terms and conditions of what's about to happen. Seems like your husband is about to turn your kind of family life into a big topsy-turvy. So you might be able to talk some sense into your husband, tell him to go ahead and call me this time. Don't make it a prank call. But there's a few things that we need to discuss. I'm willing to see what I can work out with your husband, but I'll tell you right now, if your husband continues to up to his little game, when the law enforcement does knock at your door within probably tomorrow or the next couple of days, like I said, it's going to be a lot worse. I will continue to call, and if you want, have your husband feel free to call me. He knows the number. And Colleen, do understand this. You have a family and I have a family, and your husband has been stalking my family for the last 4 months. So do understand the severity of this phone call. This phone call is very important that you do have your husband call me. Tell him go ahead and use Roy, as he's been using. But I'm not the only one that does have your address, your phone number, your name, everything. This caller, I hope you understand, Colleen, is very, very important. And Roy, in case you're the one with the message, I found you. Not only me, my law enforcement found you. So, let's see how you want to deal with it this time, Roy. You're in Illinois. Don't make it worse on yourself, because you will be going to jail very, very soon. Colleen, I will not stop calling until we do understand each other. It's not a threatening call. It is not a prank call. It's not a harassing call like your husband has been doing for the last 4 months. What this call is to let your husband know that he has been found. Thank you, and I will continue to call, and I know, Colleen, you're standing there probably listening to it, you or Roy. Well, let's not say Roy, let's just say
Friday, 6.